Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dan Frierson, who's chairman with the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Kemp, doing wonderful in these beautiful surroundings.
That's right. We need to tell everybody where we are. We're in Banff, Canada. We're up here with the National Floor Covering Alliance annual meeting, their spring meeting. Looking out here on these snow caps, it doesn't feel like spring. We're at this meeting, and I wanted to get a chance to talk to you because we had not caught up since you've done your year-end and fourth quarter results. I know you're relieved that 2009, I think everybody in the business is relieved that 2009 is behind us, aren't you?
Kemp, obviously we are. 2009 was the toughest year the carpet industry has, as far as I'm concerned, ever had. I will say the fourth quarter was the best quarter we had. We did much better in our comps against the previous year, and we saw business improve. So I think we left 2009 with momentum, and that's probably all the good we got out of 2009.
We probably need to remind everybody that Dixie is, you know, as far as you look at the whole company, you're on both sides of the market, both the commercial and the residential, and you serve the middle to the upper end. And, you know, from you're in the carpet business, and you're in the polyester on the lower end and the nylon in the middle, and you're also in the wool business. So you've really got all of the bases covered when it comes to carpet. What changes have you made in reaction to the shrieking demand for both flooring and carpet?
Kemp, all of us in the industry had to make dramatic changes. At Dixie, our headcount is down 28% from the beginning of 2008. We not only cut salaries, but also delayed payment on 401k or cut it out for a year or so, our match payment. We made a lot of internal realignments, combining our three residential businesses into one management group with still three distinct lines and three distinct offerings to the marketplace, but with only one management for those three lines. We also combined several manufacturing facilities, both on the East Coast and the West Coast. So we enter 2010 as a very different company than we have been in the past.
We've all heard about this change. People have been talking about the new normal and the fact that the consumer is going to be a little bit more conservative. And on the commercial side, we know that that's continuing to decline right now, and that probably not going to recover for a while. What is the Dixie Group doing to have the right products and be in the right position to pick up share?
Kemp, we have done several things that I think will help us a lot in the future. One is we did not cut back on new product introductions. Many companies pulled back, held up. We did not. We aggressively introduced new products, the most new products we've ever introduced, both in 2008 and 2009. We also moved into wool in the high end, and that has been immensely successful. We grew in wool in 2009, and in 2010, we're growing over our 2009 levels. In 2009, we introduced polyester products. We had not been in polyester before. What we've seen is that polyester is taking many of those price points that were vacated by nylon due to the large increases in the raw material pricing. So it has allowed us to be much more aggressive on the lower end of the business. I call it lower end. Remember, our average selling price as a company is still around $20. So for us, it's lower end, but for the industry, probably not. But by having more price point offerings and more new, beautiful, differentiated product produced off technology that is not easy replicable by other people, I think we're in an excellent position to take advantage of the opportunity of better business as it is coming.
And as we look at these different fiber types and the fact that you've entered polyester, I mean, this is a smart move because as you and I, you and I did a presentation, I think, in the fall about what the long-range look was for pricing of raw materials, and it looks like polyester for quite some time to come probably is going to be the more economical fiber. And with the changes that have gone on with the way people use it in carpet, the way you guys are able to make carpet with it, it actually performs pretty well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's like any fiber. It depends on how you treat it, how you manufacture it, and if you process it properly, it performs very well, particularly in the heavier weight products, which we tend to be concentrated on. Let me add there that polyester was the only fiber in the carpet industry, polyester filament, that grew last year, and it grew at 26%. At the same time, the industry was shrinking dramatically. So I think that tells you it is providing something badly needed by the industry.
Matter of fact, you know, Thomas Rennie told us at that presentation last year that if there's a 50-cent gap between the cost of polyester and nylon, that's kind of the magic number that allows polyester to take share versus nylon, isn't it?
Well, I think that's probably the outside. I think 30 cents, it probably takes market share, but at 50, it certainly takes market share. And over the last year and a half, we've seen it go from about 45 to 50 cent delta down to the mid-20s delta, now back into the high 40s delta.
We're here at the NFA. There's been kind of an elephant in the room in all the different meetings that I've gone to. And this recent news that Envista made that they are going to remove Stainmaster from Home Depot and have it only at Lowe's. So they're basically pulling it away from Home Depot and Menards. You're a loyal customer of Envista on the nylon side. I mean, that's where you get your nylon. And so what impact does that have on your business?
Well, first of all, nylon, and particularly Stainmaster, is the bulk of our business. So it's critical to us that Stainmaster is successful. In that regard, we're very much aligned with Envista and are very hopeful and believe that the decision they've made is a good one. It's a bold move. It's something that hasn't been done before in the industry, and I'm sure saying no to Home Depot is not an easy thing for anyone to do. I think if you look at the short term, there are costs involved, obviously, with taking product, Stainmaster product, out of Depot and introducing additional new product into Lowe's. All of us will be faced with costs regarding that. If you look at the longer-term objectives and possibilities, I think it is obvious that Home Depot and Envista were not aligned in terms of how they wanted to position Stainmaster for the longer pull. Lowe's and Stainmaster do seem to be aligned in how they want to do that. That being the case, I think you can make a case that we will see Stainmaster be very successful. At this meeting, for instance, it's interesting that most of the retailers very much like this. Of course, taking Depot out of the Stainmaster business makes it probably better for them as they try to compete with the big box.
So as you look to see what was going through Envista's mind as they made this decision, they thought this would definitely help the independent retailers that are out there who support Stainmaster because of the competitive nature. And also Home Depot was going in a different direction than where Envista wanted to take Stainmaster. Is that the two reasons you think?
I think so, and Depot does an excellent job of what they do, and they head for value. And I think Lowe's is more attuned to brands, and particularly the Stainmaster brand in the floor covering industry, and so it becomes a natural alliance. However, making this decision could not have been an easy one, and I think it will either be an excellent decision or probably a not very good decision, but if I had to bet today, I think it'll be an excellent decision.
Well, one thing I'm sure your shareholders are wondering is, what is that going to mean to Dixie's home center business?
Well, we are not large in home centers, so we have no customer that's over 3% of our business. So it will not have a dramatic impact on us like it might some other people. However, short term, it will cost us money to take product out of Depot and hopefully introduce additional new product into Lowe's.
You know, I've got to admit, you know, I've been watching your stock price in the last couple of weeks, and it's been going up. So there's some people out there that actually must feel like that this market's getting ready to recover and that you're well positioned. But can you comment about that?
Kemp, in our fourth quarter conference call, we pointed out that order entry starting in early December has been above year-ago levels. Now, we haven't experienced that in quite some time. It has continued through first quarter. We have begun to see sales improve as order entry has improved. We really believe that the worst is behind us, and we're very thankful we've continued to introduce a lot of new product because we think that does position us well. Even on the commercial side, where we think business will be off this year, we have seen an improvement in order entry in the first quarter. So we are hopeful and believe that 2010 will be a very different year than 2009. We anticipate growth in 2010.
Okay, Dan, well, I appreciate you spending time updating our listeners on your outlook for 2010. I've been talking to Dan Frierson, who's chairman with the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.